look at it. Just see how it glints and sparkles. It is a nucleus and a focus of crime. There have been two murders, a vitriol throwing, a suicide, and several robberies brought about for the sake of this 40-grain weight of crystallized charcoal. It's a bonny thing.
The Blue Carbuncle by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Bert Cools. With Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Peter Blythe as James Ryder and Hugh Dixon as Henry Baker. The Blue Carbuncle.
The winter of 1889 was bitterly cold. After dark, the stars shone stark and bright in a cloudless sky, and the breath of the late-night Christmas shoppers blew out into smoke like so many silent pistol shots, while their footfalls rang out crisp and loud. But for all the inclement weather, there was a sense of collective goodwill in the air, as if the people of the capital had agreed to lay aside their differences and petty squabbles for a few short days and unite in celebrating the season of forgiveness.
Support the mission, won't you, sir? Warm Christmas meal for the poor and needy.
Yes, yes, of course. There.
The Lord love you, sir. A Merry Christmas to you and your good lady.
Thank you.
And to you. Bless you, ma'am. Support the poor at Christmas. Oh, thank you.
Well, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Sounds good, don't it? Yeah, I suppose she gets more money that way.
Oh, John, don't be like that. Why shouldn't you be showing a bit of respect?
True enough. John Horner, plumber and builder by royal appointment. That's me after today's little job. Mind you, they was careful to call me in when her ladyship was out of the way. Couldn't have her clapping her eyes on a working man.
But it paid well.
Oh, very handsome. Of course, I told them I ought to take less.
You never did.
That's right, I never did.
Get on with you.
So I reckon we can treat the kids to a present apiece and have enough left over for a bit of something tasty for the table. Yeah, it's going to be a good Christmas, girl.
Well, God bless the aristocracy.
May they never learn to do their own plumbing.
John Terence Horner.
Who wants to know?
Inspector Bradstreet, Scotland Yard.
John?
What do you want?
What I want, my friend, is you. You're under arrest.
Please, Mr. Ryder.
Thank you, Inspector.
Oh, thank God you're here, mate. He'll tell you, copper. He was the one what engaged me.
Well, sir?
Oh, yes. That's him, all right.
See? I don't know what all this is about, but you've got the wrong man.
I was a fool to leave you alone in that room.
Do what?
I found the jewel case all broken open where you left it.
You bloody liar!
Ah! Get off!
Any more of that and I'll have you chained. Understand?
I'm not a thief!
Clark and Sons Hoven, dealers in gemstones, March 1879.
That was 10 years ago. I've been straight since then, God's truth.
Save your breath, Horner. There's only one thing I want to hear from you. Where have you hidden the Countess of Morcar's blue carbuncle?
Good night, landlord. The compliments of the season to you.
And to you, Mr. Baker. And to your good lady wife.
Yes.
I hope you enjoy your Christmas dinner.
Assuredly, my good sir. Thanks to you. Good night and good health to you. Tidings I bring to
you. Take care, Mr. Baker. And a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Tidings I bring to you and your... Who's there? Come out into the light. I warn you. I have a stick.
Hello, my friend.
What? Who are you?